Laudator Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Sunday, January 29th, Pope Francis asks for prayers for his upcoming apostolic journey to South Sudan and DR Congo. The Pope appeals for calm in the Holy Land as a spiral of violence widens, and a religious sister in the United States shares her experience of the ongoing Synod on Synodality. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. Pope Francis invited Christians today to pray for his upcoming journey to the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan. In a message read out at the Angelus Prayer, the Pope said the two African nations have suffered greatly from lengthy conflicts. As John Baptist Tumusime reports, Pope Francis is traveling this week as a pilgrim of peace and reconciliation.
Pope Francis sets off on Tuesday as a pilgrim of peace to the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan. Ahead of his 40th apostolic journey abroad, the Pope read a message for the people of the two African nations. He thanked the civil authorities and bishops of both countries for their invitations and the preparations they have made for his visit. The Pope also offered a heartfelt greeting to those beloved peoples who await me.
Quelle terre sono provate da lunghi profitti.
These lands have suffered greatly from lengthy conflicts, he said. Pope Francis noted that the DRC suffers from armed clashes and exploitation, especially in the east of the country. South Sudan, he added, has been racked by years of war and longs for an end to the constant violence that forces many people to be displaced and to live in conditions of great hardship. In his message, the Pope also recalled that he will arrive in South Sudan accompanied by the Anglican Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and the Right Reverend Dr. Ian Greensheds, the moderator of the Church of Scotland.
Vivremo così insieme da fratelli un pellegrinaggio ecumenico di pace.
Together as brothers, he said, we will make an ecumenical pilgrimage of peace. Pope Francis wrapped up his message with an appeal for everyone to accompany his apostolic journey with their prayers. I am Johnny Baptist Tumusime.
As Pope Francis prepares to return to African soil, South Sudan is building on preparations for last year's postponed papal visit to get ready. Catholics are praying daily for the apostolic journey, which will even see the Pope meet with internally displaced people in the country. Father Jim Green is the executive director of Solidarity with South Sudan. He spoke to John Baptist Tumusime about the last-minute preparations and the country's hopes for the visit.
The preparations here are going very well. A lot of the work has already been done or had already been done for the first visit, which was postponed in July. So this is merely updating and just going through the details of the organization again. So then the people, the churches are ready, very ready to receive the Pope.
The visit was supposed to take place sometime back in July last year, then it was postponed. How was this postponement received exactly? You were on the ground over there.
There was a terrific disappointment. I mean, people understood because the images of the Pope and how he was in a wheelchair and was not able to move. They definitely understood that there were serious reasons for him not coming. But there was a general disappointment because there's a great expectation around the Pope's visit. That first of all, he is recognizing the experience and the suffering of the people here. He's personally committed himself to establishing or furthering peace. And the people see his visit as a personal endorsement or a personal commitment from the Church in Rome to the people here, to the faithful here, and to the different churches as well. It's not only a Catholic event, but now there's a great sense of hope that he's coming again with the Archbishop of Canterbury and also the Moderator General, Yainar. So that ecumenical approach is very much appreciated.
Church leaders talking about it in the churches?
I have to speak from the Archdiocese of Juba. I know that at the end of every Mass, we have a prayer, and it's said in public, for the visit of the Pope. that this visit will give blessings, blessings of peace, blessings of stability to the country.
Pope Francis prayed the traditional Marian prayer of the Angelus on Sunday, reflecting on the first beatitude. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The poor in spirit, said the Pope, are those who recognize that they cannot rely on themselves or remain self-sufficient, but know that everything comes to us as a gift from God. Pope Francis noted that the poor in spirit also treasure what they receive and therefore know that no gift should go to waste. He reflected at length on the actuality of this teaching of Jesus, since it runs up against much of our consumerist society that fails to appreciate the value of people and things. He offered Christians three challenges to combat the throwaway culture that predominates the world, especially in affluent societies. Pope Francis first challenged people not to waste the gift that we are. He said each person is a gift, since every man or woman is rich not only in talents, but in dignity. Jesus reminds us that we are blessed not for what we have, but for who we are, he said. Authentic poverty is when a person lets go and offers themselves for others. The Pope then challenged us not to waste the gifts that we have. He lamented that over a third of the world's food production goes to waste, even as many people die of hunger.
I beni vanno custoditi e condivisi.
Goods should be taken care of and shared in such a way that no one lacks what is necessary, he said. Rather than waste what we have, let us disseminate an ecology of justice and charity. Pope Francis offered the third challenge, not to waste people. He said the throwaway culture uses people only so long as they are useful, after which the person is only a bother to society. Those most affected by this selfish mindset are unborn children, the elderly, the needy, and the disadvantaged, he said.
Ma le persone non si possono buttare via.
People are never to be thrown out, he concluded. Every person is a sacred and unique gift, no matter what their age or condition is. Following the Angelus prayer, Pope Francis appealed for calm and swift solutions in the Holy Land amid what he called a death spiral of violence between Palestinians and Israelis over the past week. He said the uptick in violence only closes the few glimmers of trust that exist between the two peoples. The Pope said that dozens of Palestinians have been killed in firefights with the Israeli army since the start of the year. He recalled the death of 10 Palestinians, including a woman, during an anti-terrorism raid, as well as the deaths of 7 Israeli Jews who were killed by a Palestinian as they were leaving a synagogue. I appeal to the two governments and the international community to find other paths, said the Pope, which include dialogue and the sincere search for peace. The Pope's appeal came in the wake of further violent clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police, which erupted in Jerusalem on Saturday night, following 2 attacks in the city. Nathan Morley has the latest.
On Saturday evening, Israeli police entered Arab districts in Jerusalem, seeking suspects who may have helped the assailants in the previous attacks. The operation sparked clashes with Palestinians, which saw crowds throwing stones, Molotov cocktails, and setting off fireworks. On Friday evening, a Palestinian resident of East Jerusalem shot dead 7 Israelis and wounded 3 others. Then, the following day, Saturday, a 13-year-old Palestinian from the city shot a group of Israelis, wounding 2 of them. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, held a security meeting on Saturday evening to discuss his response to the latest events. He vowed the response would be strong, swift, and precise. The latest troubles began last week when a raid by the Israeli military in the West Bank city of Jenin resulted in the killing of 9 Palestinians. At least 30 Palestinians and 8 Israelis have been killed so far this year. In 2022, more than 150 Palestinians and over 20 Israelis were killed in clashes between the two sides. It's the highest number of deaths in years, according to the United Nations. Meanwhile, the Palestinian leadership has warned of further deterioration, which could threaten security and stability in the entire region. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.
Also at the Angelus, Pope Francis joined thousands of young people to appeal for peace in our world, especially in war-torn Ukraine. St. Peter's Square was filled today with young pilgrims who participated in the Caravan for Peace initiative organized by the Catholic Action Group of Rome. The Pope told the young people that their prayers and commitment to peace are even more important this year as Europe witnesses the war in Ukraine. He also renewed his appeal for the grave humanitarian situation in the Lachin corridor in the southern South Caucasus. "I'm close to all those who, in the dead of winter, are forced to cope with these inhumane conditions," he said. "Every effort must be made at the international level to find peaceful solutions for the good of people." The Lachin corridor is Nagorno-Karabakh's land link with Armenia, and it has been blocked since mid-December, keeping 120,000 Armenians living in the mountainous enclaves from receiving supplies. And finally, the Synod's Continental Assemblies, organized by the Bishops' Conferences of the United States and Canada, concluded earlier this week. The bishops organized a total of 10 virtual assemblies in December and January in French, Spanish, and English. Sister Leticia Salazar, a member of the Company of Mary and Chancellor of the Southern California Diocese of San Bernardino, has followed the synodal process since it began in October 2021. She shared her experience with Sister Bernadette Rees.
Once a month, we meet with all the employees at the Diocesan Pastoral Center, with all the employees around the diocese. We are learning the skills to journey with one another. And we offer ourselves to go to the parishes and also facilitate this new methodology of listening and dialogue and to engage in discernment in the diocese. Now, what we are doing is how this listening is challenging our structures. And the continental experience has been very humbling for me. Being able to listen, to pray with situations all over the world. And I think that's a very powerful experience.
How would you say this has shaped you personally?
I think the way I do ministry, especially leadership ministry, how I model leadership, how I bring others to share at the same table, and especially other women. But I think that has been a very beautiful experience, because how can I be open to receive the gifts of others and to articulate them in ways that will be helpful for God's people, and also to accept diversity of thinking, diversity in the way we are church, and to really live with the tension in a healthy way. And I say the biggest challenge for me is to be an instrument of not polarization, you know, to really unite in whatever way I can. And I really believe that the fruits of this is not going to be in 2024. The fruits are with us in any intent we do to journey together as we are.
That was Sister Leticia Salazar with the Diocese of San Bernardino, speaking there to Sister Bernadette Rees. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, go to our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. And don't forget to catch the latest updates on our Facebook page, Twitter feed, and Instagram account. Many thanks go to our sound engineer in studio. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.